Well, no Israeli Prime Minister has ever officially visited Australia since the state was formed in 1948. But this week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will arrive on an historic visit to press the flesh and talk business. The Turnbull government is keen to promote the relationship, but protests are already planned across the country. More than 60 prominent Australian academics, leaders and business people have signed an open letter telling Mr Netanyahu he is not welcome. And that might kickstart calls for boycotts on the very business ties that Mr Netanyahu encourages to make or hopes to make. Tom Allison reports.
Ho, ho! The occupation's got to go!
Netanyahu, you will see!
Protesters across the country have already openly rejected Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Australia, even before his plane touched down. But the rejection doesn't just come from the streets. More than 60 business and religious leaders, academics, lawyers, politicians and artists say the first ever visit from a sitting Israeli Prime Minister is not welcome. Why?
He's been Prime Minister for very many years, during which Israel is charged with committing a range of violations of international law and human rights. The occupation and every settler there has been declared illegal according to international law. The wall was declared illegal back in 2004 and was supposed to be removed. There are 600,000 settlers that the UN has described as being a flagrant violation of international law. And apart from all that, there's a brutal military occupation which is committing extrajudicial murders of unarmed Palestinians on a regular basis. The whole of the occupation is a grotesque crime, and that doesn't even mention Gaza.
Dr. Peter Slezak is a co-founder of the Independent Jewish Voices and on the board of the Australian Palestinian Advocacy Network. He says Australia is putting itself out in the cold by welcoming a leader that presides over Palestinian occupation.
Other countries are reacting in ways which our government is not. And our government is perhaps alone in the world to be welcoming and embracing Netanyahu and the Israeli government. When, for example, the United Nations and even America allowed the vote to go through declaring the settlements as a flagrant violation, we claimed that we wouldn't have taken that position.
But Peter Wertheim at the Executive Council of Australian Jewry says the day-to-day politics of the Israeli government should not get in the way of the visit.
This is an occasion of historic significance for the Jewish community in Australia, and I think for Australia as a whole. And it's really about the Australia-Israel relationship. It's not about the specific politics of the day. And I think it's in that spirit that we've had an enormous amount of interest shown from within the Jewish community and elsewhere about the visit, and people just besieging us with requests to attend functions.
And those functions are most likely to be about business. Netanyahu's first public appearance will be with Malcolm Turnbull in front of the business community. Members of that group are hoping to forge new ties with the largest ever delegation of Israeli companies ever to come to Australia. But those possible contacts may come under the scrutiny of the campaign to boycott and divest from Israeli companies. Peter Slezak.
Some things are appropriate targets for divestment and sanctions, particularly institutions, not individuals, but institutions that are in some ways profiting from the occupation, from the criminality and the brutality. And so there's a question about to what extent perhaps all of Israel is guilty and culpable and complicit in this way. So the question of investing in Israel is an interesting and tricky one. One would have to take it case by case. Certainly there are specific Israeli institutions that are directly involved, in fact, working in the West Bank or benefiting from the settlement enterprise, and those ought to be boycotted. Many people feel that you can't make these distinctions and businesses ought not to be supported in Israel.
Peter Wertheim says it's probably impossible to trace where the components of different goods are produced. But, he says, a boycott of any new Australian-Israeli business ties might hide discrimination.
What's really behind all of these calls for a boycott is not really an attempt to do damage to Israel's economy. That's not what it's about. The real thing that it's about for them is to demonise and delegitimise Israel, to hold it up as some sort of a pariah, as a state, not just the settlements. It's because, you know, the conflict with the Palestinians, of course, predates the first settlements in 1967. It's really about Israel's right to exist.
Peter Slezak disagrees.
They use the word delegitimizing Israel. Well, it's delegitimizing the crimes of the state of Israel. And so there's an important question over whether we ought to be investing there. Of course, there's a lot of profit to be made, but the question is at what price to human rights and international law?
Boycotts aside, with such a large business delegation in the country and Australia already out in the cold and its other trade arrangements, could the Australian government be mulling a new Israeli-Australian trade agreement?
Yes, Tom Allinson there, ending that report.